From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Bonus season has begun again on Wall Street. New York's Attorney General Andrew Cuomo is calling on big banks to come clean about the size of the compensation packages they're paying employees this year. NPR's Jim Zaroli has details.
Over the next few weeks, all of the big banks will reveal their 2009 earnings, and many are likely to have made record profits. They'll also be telling shareholders how much they're setting aside for employee bonuses, which are expected to be sizable. The issue is fraught with political risks for the banks, since many took big handouts from the government during the financial meltdown. Politicians have increasingly been taking shots at the banks. Now Cuomo has sent letters to 8 banks demanding to know how the 2009 bonuses were determined. He also said he wants information about their lending practices. Critics say despite the handouts they received last year, banks have been slow to lend, and they say that has delayed the economic recovery. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Former baseball slugger Mark McGwire has admitted to using steroids during his baseball career, including 1998, when he became the single-season home run champion. NPR's Mike Pesca has more.
In 1998, Mark McGwire staged a home run hitting show that rewrote the record books and was credited with rehabilitating baseball's image after a painful work stoppage 4 years earlier. But the cure might have been worse than the ailment. McGwire acknowledged today that his 70 home run season was steroid fueled, as were other seasons in his career. McGwire released a statement which read, in part, "It was foolish and it was a mistake. I truly apologize." Last week, McGwire was once again denied entrance into the Baseball Hall of Fame, despite the fact that his statistics would clearly warrant induction. This coming season, McGwire will be the hitting coach for the St. Louis Cardinals. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says this year's North American International Auto Show indicates that U.S. automakers are back in the game. He says it also justifies the Obama administration's decision to bail out General Motors and Chrysler last year. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reports from Detroit.
The federal government now owns more than 60% of GM in exchange for a $50 billion loan package that helped the company restructure in bankruptcy. The U.S. Treasury also has a much smaller stake in Chrysler, which received a more than $7 billion bailout. LaHood says the government funds were necessary to preserve a vital industry.
We wouldn't be here today looking at new products from GM or Chrysler. It would not have happened.
GM CEO Ed Whitaker promises the U.S. government will make a lot of money from its investment in GM. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick in Detroit.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 45 points to close at 10,663. This is NPR News. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he wants to move beyond the criticism of a racial remark he made about former candidate Barack Obama. Reid was responding to Republican criticism that he stepped down for characterizing Mr. Obama as a light-skinned African-American with no Negro dialect. The remark was published in his book Game Change. Republicans say Reid should face the same punishment as Trent Lott, who lost his Senate leadership post over racial comments that Lott made in 2002. But President Obama says he's not offended by Reid's comment and supports the senator who's facing a tough battle for re-election. A radical Jamaican cleric recently expelled from Kenya is back, and as NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports, it is an unwelcome surprise.
Kenyan immigration authorities thought they'd gotten rid of Sheikh Abdullah El Faisal last week. On Thursday, the ministry announced that he was en route to the Gambia in West Africa and would then be heading to Jamaica. El Faisal served jail time in Britain for urging members of a mosque to kill Jews and Hindus. He apparently influenced several people who later took up terrorism, including one of the bombers who struck the London transit system in 2005. El Faisal reportedly crossed into Kenya by road from Tanzania on Christmas Eve and was arrested a week later. Several countries, including the U.S., denied him a transit visa to get back to Jamaica. The Gambia made the effort, but the journey required that El Faisal pass through Nigeria to get to the Caribbean, and Nigeria denied him a transit visa. So El Faisal is now reportedly sitting in a Kenyan jail. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
Again in stocks, the Dow gained 45 points, the Nasdaq lost 4. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.